Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You know how people do that word association thing? Like, they'll say a word and then everybody goes, the first thing that springs to their mind, and see if we can get an emotional reaction or whatever. I have a word that I can say to Amber, and she's going to lose it.
Oh, okay. Great. What is it?
Ready? Focus. Ready? Here it comes. Evans.
Oh, I hate that street.
I'm a little with Amber on that one.
What's wrong with Evans?
Evans sucks. If you go east of I-25.
Yes. Thank you. It is like off-roading. Your tires are shot. It's just pothole, 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 bigger pothole.
And I'm only on that. I'm only on Evans maybe once every 4 months. But whatever, the second I get on it, why haven't you fixed Evans yet?
No, thank you.
Why? Get it together. I know.
I need the producers. If you're listening, I need my ringtone for Amber to be pothole, 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 pothole. That, I don't think I've ever seen anybody come uncorked as hard as you just came uncorked.
But she's right.
What are you doing on Evans so much?
It's close to my house.
Oh, I got you.
So
it's only going which way? Towards work or coming home? Or both ways it's bad?
No, coming home from work it's fine. Going to work,
it's bad. When it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I'm on Evans in Monaco once every 4 months. There's a 24-hour laundromat that I take my car cover and I wash it for my Audi or my big comforter for my bed. So that's the only time I need to be on Evans.
I want so much for you to be more manly than you are.
I go at midnight.
I got my comforter.
Hey, I'm on Evans at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I bet nobody else has the coordinates
to do that.
There's got to be a closer laundromat to your house, by the way.
I haven't found it.
He hasn't looked. He doesn't know
what
it is. It's not on his map quest.
For real, dude. You live by Southlands. There's laundromats out there.
But not 24 hours.
Oh, and why do you have to go in the middle of the night?
Their machines aren't industrial. They can handle.
They're just massive.
Evans and Monaco are.
All right.
So if you haven't figured it out yet, this is what we want to do. We want to do driving disturbances. For Amber and Steve, it's Evans.
And Colorado. I'll throw Colorado in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Colorado's bad, too. Yeah.
For potholes miserable. Or just in general?
Just in general.
In general.
Colorado, the fact that it's a major thoroughfare makes me want to hurt a puppy. Because there's a light every 25 feet.
Thank you.
It needs to
Lanes
be widened.
Are ending. Yes. People are all over the place.
Speed limit's only like 30.
It's
gigging anywhere.
And because I live in Commerce City, a lot of times when I have to come into the city, I live right by Highway 2, which is Colorado Boulevard. So they'll tell me, a lot of times when I'm, I needed to go do something at Rose Medical Center in 9th and Colorado, they're like, just take this whole way. I'm like, nope, cancel the appointment. Don't care, not going. Colorado is the bane of my existence.
If I stayed on it, it turns into that.
You will turn into Highway 2. You'll go right by my buddy's restaurant, El Jardin.
Oh, no way. Okay.
It's 72nd-ish.
Okay, that part of Colorado I can handle.
No, that part's real sketch. That's real Commerce City.
Oh, that's Ben's neighborhood.
Yes, that's Ben's neighborhood. Yeah, okay. And then you keep going and you get to Slacker's pseudo-gated community in the hood. But we don't just want you to call with roads. Like, don't just call the road.
Right.
But just one more road before we move on.
Please.
Okay. We all know the road.
Which one?
Arapaho.
Yeah, I know.
It's Arapaho in 25. Just blow it up.
Oh,
just nuclear bomb it and start
and they
over.
Just
fresh.
Fix all that and they have to blow it up.
The second they get done, they start again. It's just like 25. We're widening it to 4 lanes. Okay, now we're going to widen it to 5. Just go to 7 right away.
Yep.
Thank you. It's cheaper back then. Why didn't you do it back then when you were doing T-Rex?
T-Rex.
I blame all of you for that.
I was doing mornings on this radio station during T-Rex.
Ooh.
They closed the highway between like midnight and 5 a.m. every day. So there was no way to get to the tech center.
Ugh.
Period. You had to like get off on Santa Fe and drive basically to Highlands Ranch and then come back.
No.
Every day.
Every morning.
All right. So we want to talk about your driving disturbances. What is going on in your life? Some other ones from this list. Let's see if anybody else's brains fall off. Drivers who don't signal.
Annoying.
I'm that guy, but if there's no one around me.
That's the thing. If it's necessary, like, yes. Okay, if you're turning like left and someone's going to turn right where you are and you had the freedom to go left, but then yes. they didn't put their signal on, yes. you're like, you screwed me.
Yes, that.
I hate it's, that.
Yeah. If you're in front of me and you're turning, I don't care.
Yeah, right. It's whatever.
I don't. Right. But it's when I need to turn out and the car coming, I'm like, oh, he's going through. So yep. I can't. And it's like, no, he's turning right now. I kind of made my right. I got to tell you that.
Yeah.
Every single day I take my children to school, somebody does that to me. And it's the same car. When I'm like, I'm thinking about going Mad Max, man. I'm going to put some like turrets on my truck and is like Wolverine, just kill him. A couple more tailgaters.
No one has the keep up with me. No one ever can keep up with me.
He's the worst tailgater I've ever. Like
no,
he tailgates
are.
Everybody because it's like where? Everybody's got to get with my program. Steve drives like the biggest a-hole. I need you to ride in the car with him.
I need to. I need to see it.
If you're intentionally driving under the speed limit in that passing lane, yes, I will let you know you're doing it wrong, and I'll get right on you because someone should.
No.
Yeah, these people have to learn.
So Steve is also the driving instructor of the state of Colorado.
Clearly.
I am. Teaching everyone what we're doing
wrong. I'm neighborhood watch on the roads.
One more that I want to get in here. Oh, yeah. People who text and drive.
You watch movies and TVs. You binge watch on your phone.
I do, but that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about texting and driving.
That's not texting.
Mm-hmm. So how do we feel about that? Anybody here text and drive?
No. I don't even look at my phone when I'm driving.
You know that's true because there have been times where I'm like desperate to get a hold of you.
Know.
It's like, dude, you need to remember blah, and then you don't text. Like,
I don't.
It's like 40
when I'm
minutes,
in the car, I'm
you're just in the zone.
My phone doesn't even exist.
But I can like, you can speak, you can text, talk to text.
It's still. So it's,
I just think. Wait until you're at a light, which is still not really. Still
no, that's totally legal. You're not driving.
Still
that's
frowned
light.
Upon.
But the light turns green, and you're all still sitting there finishing your conversation.
That
true.
Is true.
Go!
Yeah. No, that
is true. Yeah, it's mine. I'm making it yours.
All right, so driving disturbances. This is get your grievances out against all these people from California who've moved here. What is your driving disturbance? Mike.
Yay!
Driving disturbance. What's yours?
Timers over ground sensors on the streets.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to get home, you gotta pee, whatever, and the light changes, and there's not another car for miles.
Yeah,
and
for hours.
Yeah.
It's just you.
Yep.
And it's just because they have a timer on. You don't need a timer on. Like you need the things in the ground. Although there's a couple lights where they have them too far back, and I've pulled too far forward, and then I can never. Can't get the.
You make it
and
worse.
Like, come on.
Right.
I can't get. And you're trying to flash your brights.
The sensors can't. Like if the light car touches like my wife's Jeep, it doesn't sense the Jeep.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Is it does the thing where you flash your lights? This is an urban myth. Steve's shaking his head immediately.
Yeah, I don't know if it works.
It doesn't.
That little black thing
it
up top.
Does work. It does work. There's a light at 144th and Grant right over there that works.
At first, when that technology was new, yes, it would be
because cop cars have a strobe,
right? And so do ambulances and whatnot. Yeah. Now it's better technology.
So it's that doesn't
keep
work.
Trying
anymore.
It.
Yeah. I just sit there and flash my brights at it until it changes.
Well,
thinking
the
it's
other
like,
cars across from you.
No, I know. Stop it! I'm dizzy. All right, thank you for the call, Mike. April.
Yay.
Driving disturbances. What's yours?
Expired license plates.
Oh, you pay
it
attention.
Makes me so mad. I saw one the other day from like August of 2019.
Oh, now that's
you care?
I care because that money goes into the potholes that you guys are talking about.
Amen.
You're going to be so mad at me. I just got mine renewed and I had a massive late fee because I was like, several months late.
Oh my God, you deserve Evans.
I know. That's why I was driving up Evans to go to the DMV on Evans.
Oh! I will say this though, if you didn't renew it in August and then you go in February, you don't pay from February. They still ding you clear back to August. Like when you renew, it's not like you get off light on money.
Oh no,
and a fine.
Yep. Right. So why would you wait? Just go get it done.
I know. I could tell you the story. I need to get my life together.
Well, that's a common theme these days. Let's keep going here, Lisa.
Yay.
Driving disturbances.
Yeah, so those people on the highway when you're stuck in traffic that decide to make the shoulder their own personal driving lane and bypass everybody on the traffic.
That makes me so crazy. You're not more important than anybody.
They're no, so mean.
Absolutely. Unless you are in labor or you have an absolute emergency, get in line with everybody else.
Steve is remarkably quiet. What's your beef ball?
When I lived on Cape Cod, the Mass Turnpike, in rush hour mornings and the evenings, that wide shoulder.
They did. They'd let
they
you
came
have
an
it.
Additional lane. Yes.
Well, you're not in Massachusetts anymore, sir.
What are you doing here?
They should, but they don't. And like, it, you know what it screams? It screams, I'm more important than you.
It does.
I just want to like.
Absolutely.
If I had your Jeep, I swear,
you could buy,
I would plow into everybody. Shannon.
Yay.
Driving disturbances, what's yours?
So I don't know what it is about a roundabout that just makes grown adults go,
but oh, just register Colorado driving
adults.
Stop
saying Colorado. You're like,
you people don't understand anything.
Why do you know so much about it?
Because I lived on Cape Cod where we had rotaries. We call them rotaries, not roundabouts.
But it's the same, yeah. If you're in it, you have right of way. And if you're not in it, it's like doing double dutch on a...
It is nice. Kind of like
it's
that.
It's doing double dutch on a jump rope. You got to figure out when you can jump in and when you can't jump in. Where do you live that has roundabouts? Because Reunion has them.
Out by Sims, there's one out there.
I live in Brighton, but I lived up in the Aspen Vale.
Oh, yeah.
Vale's all roundabouts.
Because they're too good to have stoplights, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I don't think they like the color, the clashing of the reds and the greens and the yellows. They're like, let's just do roundabouts. So what do you, because the one, you lived in Brighton. To get at Highway 7 and Highway 2 or whatever it is right there, there's two roundabouts in a row and you can like you can get through it like this until there's one idiot.
There's always the one.
And then they just plow in and then it's just like everybody
cluster.
Stops and it's just
figure it out.
I do loathe the roundabout people. Thank you, Shannon. Meredith.
Yay.
Driving disturbances.
Oh, the thing that drives me nuts is people who pass on double yellows.
Yes.
Especially when they're coming at you around a curve.
Right, bastards. They're gonna kill us.
You pass on everything, Steve.
Why drive an Audi?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.